Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 11th of June of the year 2020. On this day in 1157, Albert I of Brandenburg, also known as Albert the Bear, became the founder of the Margraviate of Brandenburg in Germany. He's also the first sexy, older, bearded man. He's a bear.
What about God?
And in 1509 on this day, Henry VIII of England, a.k.a. Octohank, married his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. The vows included the, in retrospect, mildly ominous phrase, "I, Henry VIII, temporarily take you, Catherine, to be my first wife." And in 1993, Dinosaur Park, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum, opened, setting a box office weekend record of $502 million. Happy birthday today to Joe Montana, the Daniel Craig of football, in that he looks heaps like Daniel Craig. Look it up. Look it up. You look so much like Daniel Craig. I haven't got a joke. Your guest today on the podcast is Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, celebrity, returning from a few weeks off on holiday, completely away from all of your work, except that you filmed literally every day in its entirety and streamed it on the internet. How was that time off, Andrew?
Well, it was it was great, really, because, I mean, one of the great difficulties in being a fame-hungry celebrity is those minutes of the day when you feel that you're not being broadcast to enough people. So by taking control of that and broadcasting myself 24/7, in terms of just pure broadcast ability, that there were a few minutes off per day. I don't need to go into too much detail about that, do I? But it was it was spiritually refreshing to be able to relax, knowing that everything I was doing was being shared with my adoring fans rather than only some of it.
I particularly enjoyed the Instagram live you did that was just watching you put together a TikTok.
Yes, I mean, you call it a TikTok. That's very it's a rather kind of lovely phrase for a homemade explosive device, but it was that was actually a holiday school project that my children were having to do, relating to the
original TikTok
plot.
Teens.
Yeah.
Well, coming up today, thank you for coming back to the real world, or the world of temporary streaming rather than permanent streaming. Coming up today, Andrew Zaltzman will be taking you through all the latest in food delivery news for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the mysterious octopus tribes of New Zealand have responded to criticisms of their show Tentacle Time by expanding Tentacle Time. For those who haven't been following this story, Tentacle Time is a nightly entertainment channel funded and implemented by the mysterious octopus tribes people of New Zealand that appears at 6 p.m. on all terrestrial televisions, no matter what you're watching, whether you want it to or not. Critics and audiences have been unable to rate the quality of the shows, as watching sends you into a fugue state of which you have no memory, and family members or interested friends attempting to interfere with the viewing also succumb. Tentacle Time will now appear at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. as well as randomly throughout the day on all terrestrial channels and some streaming services. Have you had a chance to watch Tentacle Time, Andrew?
I haven't, no, but it does sound very like the same effect on people as a home improvement show. So I guess it's muscling in on that market.
Yeah, maybe it's just octopus DIY.
They must be great at DIY, surely, with all those limbs. Can you call them limbs? I know you get in trouble from the octopus movement calling them limbs when they should be tentacles.
Can't call a limb anymore, Andrew. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because what is life if you don't know what you're missing that you could buy? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by TikTok Teens. I'd tell you more about it, but they only bought a 6-second slot. And this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by self-care. Self-care is where instead of doing something self-destructive, you do something nice for yourself, like drinking half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. The pause that refreshes your pores. There's your skin.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today: we are all eating more, getting food deliveries, breakfast, lunch and dinner, loving the takeaway. What does this mean for food culture, Andrew?
Yeah, very exciting times for the concept of food in general, Alice, under lockdown. And pretty much everything now is deliverable. Just before we started recording, three delivery drivers turned up beautifully coordinated, one with a cup of tea, which was still mostly warm, one with a single chocolate biscuit, and one with a home delivery napkin. And so I managed to get, you know, my full morning tea break. A cost of only £40 in delivery fees. So it was pretty good value, really. And, there's a number of amazing new delivery services. My celebrity chef buddy, Scluton Malvane, adapting with the times as he always has throughout his illustrious careers, launched a new premium delivery service, Guzzle It, which basically comes and sets up a full Michelin-starred kitchen on the pavement outside your home, cooks your meal, and the food is then served by robotised trolleys with little tablets with waiters on a Zoom call, and you can set a customizable level of flirtation with the waiting staff as well. It's obviously the thing people miss most about going out for food. He's also behind, he's one of the investors behind Sommelier. I don't know if you've used this yet, Alice. It's a wine delivery service using smart cellar technology that drops off fine wines direct to your door, Sommelier. It's based on what you've just taken out of your smart fridge, or the recipe that you've looked up more than once online, or even with a premium service, the thing that you're actually cooking that has just set off your smart smoke alarm. So it's using modern technology to pair up what you're eating with a suitable wine in the sommelier virtual cellar. Now, so it pairs it up automatically, delivers to your door, and then based on your previous drinking habits, then comes back round to offer you a second bottle any time between 8 minutes and 4 hours later. And it's pretty good value, really. It's just the restaurant price of the wine plus a 20% delivery charge. But the good thing is, if you buy really fancy bottle, not one of your kind of sub £500 a bottle plonks. It is delivered in a high-end luxury car, so it's a great service, and I think Skluten's pretty pleased with how the rollout has gone globally.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
There's various other delivery services relating to food and otherwise. There's Abattoir Artois, which slaughters an animal outside your home. So you basically order the animal that you want to eat, and they turn up with a full mobile meat slaying facility. So you can see, because it's people like to know the provenance of their meat these days and the kind of ethical meat-eating circle. So you can actually see a happy animal turning up and then being humanely terminated right in front of your property. So it gives you a kind of personal link to the food that you're about to cook. And then they've teamed up with Butcher Vu, who had a full butchery service. That's Butcher Vu. It's kind of slightly contrived pun, as is often the case with these things. They will then butcher the carcass.
So often the case, yeah, with these things, that they're a slightly contrived pun.
Yeah, so they will butcher the carcass on a tarpaulin out, so there's not actually that much mopping up to do afterwards. You've got Craving Crate, which is bulk snack delivery within 30 minutes of you having a hankering for a certain snack food, but unfortunately for economy of scale reasons, you have to order at least a cubic metre of each snack to make it commercially viable, so yeah, that's struggling a bit. Even macadamia nuts can start to pall once you're into the third month of nothing. But it's gone beyond food now as well, Alice. That's news to me, doing door-to-door news bulletins. So if you've had enough of reading the news online or watching rather impersonal This Is For Everyone TV news shows, you can go back to the old school way of learning what's going on with a town crier service. It's coming from the on-the-spot customisable news service. So if 20 people in your street sign up, they will send round one of their staff to yell 2 minutes of local, national and international news headlines at you within 15 minutes of purchase. So it's a pretty good service.
Sounds like a fantastic service. So one of the things that I've noticed about all of these delivery services is that there are a lot of delivery drivers picking up some of the slack in the jobs market there, the delivery driving industry.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of millions of extra dollars, Andy. As you know, I'm an extremely successful podcaster. I mean, twice as successful as, for example, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Should I be putting my money into scooters, perhaps, delivery scooters?
Well, scooters. I mean, another thing you can do is actually buy one of the top riders. So you basically own their their reproductive rights. So it's basically like racehorses. So, you know, if you've got, you know, the really in-demand delivery drivers are now being, you know, put out to stud. There's sort of breeding programs to create people who will be able eventually to deliver up to 95 packages an hour, if the science is correct. So if you can afford both a male and a female elite delivery driver, then you're pretty much set up for life. But there's other industries that are doing well in lockdown, aside from scooters and scooter drivers. Divorce lawyers, I mean, always worth investing in that, and employment law. Probably buying employment, there's going to be a hell of a lot of cases coming up. And communes. Now, what's interesting is people are, you know, obviously reassessing, you know, what is important in their life. And more people are deciding that actually they want to return to a kind of simple communal way of life, kind of self-sufficient. And actually a lot of venture capital is going into the spiritual retreat industry. It's a real growth sector. So there's big, big bucks to be made in communes.
I mean, I've already invested in a commune, but it's a commune that's growing a lot of, let's say, soon-to-be legal plants.
What, cucumbers? Are they coming back again?
Yep.
Right.
They are. After the great cucumber scandal of 2017.
Tzatziki will never be the same again.
I'm putting my money on the fact that they're going to come back in vogue and people will put some pressure on legislators to allow them back on our tables once more.
Let the people eat what they want.
That's all the time that we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This comes in from Guillaume, who says, "Dear Alice and guest," that's you today, Andrew, the guest. Yeah. "I was wondering if I could have you give a shout out to a couple of friends of mine who just got married. What do we say to that?"
Well, A, I don't like the term shout out. That's one of the terms that irritates me. Not quite as much as the term new normal, but shout out or big up, not allowed. Not allowed in Planet Zaltzman. So I will give a talk out. I mean, it doesn't seem necessary to shout, particularly as, you know, we're both recording into microphones. So I'll give a talk out. Well done to your friends.
Hafa Glasso, daughter of Harvard and Erna Glasso from Oslo, Norway, married Adrian Walter, son of Frederick and Molly Walter from London, UK, this past Sunday at St Pancras Old Church. Please join me in giving a warm congratulatory greeting to Mr Adrian Walter and Ms Hafaglasso Walter. Kind regards, Guillaume, a listener and fan from Montreal, Canada.
Well, I hope hope half a glass of water will be very happy.
It's always nice when fans of the podcast put in such...
Yeah, such effort.
Such effort. And, of course, we are always happy to make announcements for you. But remember, that is something that costs a fee. So I will be sending you an invoice soon, Guillaume. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest on the podcast today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Well, since we've been talking about delivery services, I've actually launched my own delivery service, Zaltstantaneous, in which a trained actor dressed as me will come to your home, stand a safe 2 metres from your door and deliver one of my famous stand-up routines. You can get... Yeah, a cheap kind of quick 2 minute routine. You get 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or full hour show. It's just £2,495 plus VAT or dollar equivalent. But I've made some of my classic routines available via my the actor Zaltzman's, including amongst my most famous routines: when I almost chop my finger off, why does some cheese have holes in it? The lawnmower electrocution song, if I was a sausage, and whatever happened to that melon. So some of my best work you can now get delivered personally to your door.
Your classic stand-up work from the 1940s there. Thank you so much, Andrew. Thanks for coming on the show. If you enjoyed Andrew Zaltzman's celebrity work today, you can go back to episode 18, episode 28, or episode 21 to find more of that fine work. And we do recommend you go back in time and listen to previous episodes so that these ones make marginally more sense. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alitrative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. My special Savage on Amazon Prime, or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I'm James Richardson, host of the UK's number one football podcast, in my house anyway, The Totally Football Show. Even though there's totally no football going on right now, you can still join me and some of the smartest football minds around every Monday and Thursday as we take a fresh look at classic goals and games from the past 25 years of the Premier League and Champions League. Moments like this.
Oh my goodness me! Kendall has jumped in and scissor kung fu kick a fan!
And this.
Drops it! It's Gareth Bale again, and it's a howler from Karius!
And of course, this.
Balotelli! Aguero!
So, liven up your lockdown with The Totally Football Show with me, James Richardson, every Monday and Thursday. Subscribe now on Spotify, Apple, and everywhere else you listen to your podcasts by searching for The Totally Football Show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.